Frequent bounce backs and corrections are keeping investors confused about the market trajectory. As COVID-19 cases continue to spike across the globe and vaccine efficacy unknown against the new variant, adopting a prudent investment strategy is the way forward to safeguard one's portfolio. An analysis by ICICI Direct shows that all major market corrections since April 2020 got arrested within 9 to 11% range. And buying in each of these corrections has been fruitful for investors as indices subsequently retested previous highs. Given this, research analysts at ICICI Direct expect markets to maintain the same rhythm this time around too. In the current scenario, after a 31% rally in the past 6 months, the benchmarks have corrected 9% from their respective lifetime highs. Therefore, the ongoing correction should be capitalized on as an incremental buying opportunity to ride the structural uptrend. But will putting your money behind the classic defensive bets prove to be beneficial this time? Let us find out. Over the past few months, healthcare stocks have witnessed retracement while IT stocks have been consolidating in a narrow range. As these stocks form fresh base at higher levels, analysts foresee decent returns from the space in the days ahead. Select pharma stocks, for instance, can rally up to 15% on the bourses as discussion around expediting vaccination drive and booster shots to the vulnerable population gains currency. As per tech charts, shares of Alembic Pharma and Cipla are eyeing 15% and 13% upside respectively, as both these counters are trading firmly above their support zones. Those of Glenmark and Torrent Pharma, meanwhile, may gain between 11 and 15%. That said, the overall industry's outlook is not very optimistic, as growth is likely to slow and export growth could fall to low single digits. Moreover, there are cost and supply challenges due to the energy crisis in China. The other defensive sector, FMCG, can also be on investor radar, though it is expected to continue with its underperformance. So far in the financial year 2021-22, with the S&P BSE FMCG index has risen 6.3% as compared to over 15% gain in the benchmark S&P BSE Sensex during this period. The underperformance was mostly on account of concerns of a slowdown in the overall consumption as a result of rising input costs in an inflationary environment. And data backs this too. The latest survey by Nielsen IQ shows that India's FMCG market grew 12.6% in the September 2021 quarter compared to the same period last year. However, rural markets witnessed a slowdown due to a dip in consumption, with value growth coming in at 9.4%. Volumes in the rural market contracted 2.9% due to lower consumption of items like cooking oil and packaged grocery. However, as an investment strategy, analysts are bullish on companies like ITC, Nestle, HUL Colgate, and Britannia. Moreover, easing input cost pressures amid drop in crude oil prices will aid the performance of companies, says A.K. Prabhakar, head of research at IDBI Capital. He says, the fall in the market from its recent high has further corrected the valuation in a number of these countries. Thus, a blanket investment in defensive plays should be avoided. Analysts suggest focus should be on companies with strong balance sheets and with those having a favorable risk-reward setup. On Thursday, weekly F&O expiry, monthly auto sales data, and global cues will dictate the secondary market trend. The primary market, meanwhile, will be dominated by three public offers. Tega Industries' initial share sale will enter its second day today, with Star Health and Allied Insurance IPO will close later in the day. Additionally, Anand Rathi Wealth will launch its initial public offering today. The price band for the offer has been fixed at Rs. 530 to 550 per share, and the company aims to mobilize 660 crore rupees.
For more news, views and updates, subscribe to Business Standard on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast and Spotify. Also follow us on YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn.